This is Dreamwalker 1960. As a reminder, you can read the transcripts of all my podcasts at dreamwalker1960.com. You can use most podcast platforms if you wish to listen. All you need to do is do a search for Dreamwalker 1960. Dostoevsky made this statement: "If there is no God, everything is permitted." Most live their lives with a moral mentality. The Bible said this in Romans chapter 2, verse 12 through 16. "For as many as have sinned without law will also perish without law. And as many have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law, by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." It is very clear that most, even those that use the name quote-unquote Christian, do not know the Word of God. Accordingly, the moral compass they follow is not found in the Bible, but in their own sense of morality. Their morality was influenced by their family, their peers, and the world about them. It is due to this that most bring the truth to the statement, "If there is no God, everything is permitted." They live lives as if they are special and on a journey that will lead to heaven. The Bible makes it clear that is the furthest thing from the truth. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 10. "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Galatians 5, 19 through 21. "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." In both letters, one phrase is seen in both, quote, "will not inherit the kingdom of God," unquote. Therefore, if they think and believe they are going to heaven, the Bible makes it clear they are not. Many will challenge this. Many don't understand how the Bible itself works. 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Every word that is found within the Bible is the voice of God. Consequently, this is God saying clearly to those that live in these sins is not welcome into heaven. Their personal morality may not excuse them, and so they will have to stand before the great white throne. Revelations 20, 11 through 15. "Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, for whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which was the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to their works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. A bit later in Revelation, this is made clear. Revelations 21:8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their place in the lake which will burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The Bible makes it clear that many who think themselves righteous and under the umbrella of salvation through Christ are not. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. As I have discussed many, many times, those that do not follow the teachings found within the Bible, as well as those commandments not removed by the cross, are living in lawlessness. Part of living in lawlessness is also in what keeps people's interest. 1 John 2:15-16. Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. What else does the Word of God say about these that chase after worldly rewards? James 4:4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. If someone is an enemy of God, how can they be welcomed into heaven? Therefore, those that chase after worldly possessions are not welcome into heaven. Why? Because they have chosen to befriend the world, thus making themselves enemies of God. Due to a false moral compass, most live earthly lives, not godly lives, believing their moral compass is true when it is a lie. A death sentence for eternity. This earthly existence is a blink of an eye compared to the billions upon billions upon billions of years. Most, for centuries, have chosen the blink instead of eternity. This is why Christ says this. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. For there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Why is the narrow way difficult? Because it must be measured by God's moral compass. God's moral compass is the Word of God, and it is made clear that we must follow it and teach it to others. Matthew 5:17-19. Do not think that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till earth and heaven pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Who forever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of God. Whoever teaches the law and the prophets shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because Jesus didn't destroy the law and the prophets. He fulfilled their teachings. For it is made clear by Jesus himself, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Most, especially those that believe in faith alone, are screaming in outrage and hatred right now, bringing the truth of the Word of God to their behavior. Therefore, we will once again hear these words from the Bible, Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, as I have told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. The fact they are having an outburst of wrath, that they are showing hatred, that they are being contentious, this makes them heretics, haters of God, haters of Jesus Christ, haters of humanity itself, enemies of God, destined for destruction, destined to damnation, destined to the second death. That is, unless they repent and change their ways by downsizing and living a minimalistic lifestyle, then spreading the word of God. Mark 10:17-21. Now, as he was going out on the road, one came running, knelt before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" So Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, and that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother." He answered and said to him, "Teacher, all these things I have kept from my youth." Then Jesus looked at him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And take up the cross and follow me." This is told to us three times in three separate Gospels. This means we all must do this. Most refuse. Most would rather seek after the world than to surrender their earthly treasures. Most choose damnation. Why? Because their moral compass was pointed at them and not God. God bless.
Build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams. Chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And to remember. Remember me, only Jesus.